the proper time for witnessing, and then again when you just aren't supposed to say a word, or you just don't say it. I think that's beautiful. The Holy Ghost controls us, so we aren't always talking, but we talk when we should. But now, oh, praise Jesus, the Holy Spirit in me does the talking. And the blessed opportunities I have had with Catholics and so on. Satan is now defeated in our life. Praise it. Praise to the Lord Jesus' glorious name. We have victory in Jesus and are concerned and covered with the blood. It seems I could go on forever. The words just keep tumbling out, and this has become a much longer letter than was intended. Oh, Dr. Tozer, the Lord is so good, and we so unworthy, and so on. I just wanted you to know that what God's doing for people. See, what I'm not up here talking way up here on cloud nine and talking about things that can happen in people's lives, mothers and housewives and students and clerks and truck drivers and salesmen and businessmen right here now in Toronto. That's God's epistle to the Torontonians. God Almighty's word to tell us that He will deliver us and we can be a free people. And that He doesn't mean that we should live a discouraged life when we have our human brother joined to God by the mystery of the Incarnation, the right hand of God, pleading our cause victoriously and efficaciously, so that you never need to be afraid. You young Christians, don't you worry for a minute in the morning if you get up and feel a little bit blue. Perfectly normal. Every Christian's had gone through that. Don't worry about it. But don't let it become chronic in your life. Rise above it. Open your heart to the fullness of God and see whether He doesn't sweep in to set you free. Now, how about it? That deep inward defeat that can be cured only by an equal inward release. When the Lord releases a man, he's free. And until he's released, you can't sing him free, and you can't pound him free, and you can't preach him free. And you can't get him free any way known to mortal man. And yet, the church spends millions of dollars every year putting on religious stuff in order to try to get people free. One simple act of the Holy Ghost will free a man. Free him and free him forever and set him loose and turn him loose. And you can get bold about it. You can go to God and get bold about it. I remember well when I was a young fellow, I got in some kind of an inward jam. It was inward. I got in some kind of an inward jam, and the burden was on me, and I was bound, and I was miserable. And I was walking around bound. And I remember one day I was walking along the street over in West Akron. Used to know the name of that street, but it slipped out of my mind for the moment. And I was walking along that street, and I'd had enough of it. I'd had enough of that, but I knew God wasn't mad at me. And I knew the devil was bothering me, so suddenly I stopped.